The next patient is Elizabeth Mitchell. The last name is M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. This is a clinical case of an 84-year-old white female that has a history of chronic kidney disease stage 3A, associated to hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, and aging process, period. The patient comes for a follow-up of the condition. In the laboratory workup that was done in November the 15, 2023, the serum creatinine is 1, the BUN is 20, the estimated GFR is 52, the patient doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria. Number 2. The patient has a history of anemia, but interestingly, this anemia has been corrected. The latest hemoglobin done November the 15 is 12.3 grams per cent. Next line, number 3. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 147 over 79, and we have to keep in mind that the patient is in pain. Following number, the patient has a compression fracture in different parts of the spine. She's under the care of the Spine Institute, and they are going to do kyphoplasty in the near future. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, coronary artery disease that is followed by Dr. Nguyen. She has been very well compensated. And following number, hyperuricemia that is treated with the administration of allopurinol. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control, hemoglobin A1C. Was not determined during this evaluation, but the patient has blood sugars that are in separate occasions. In January was fasting well 109, in April 111, in November 113, very stable. Following number, she has a history of peripheral vascular disease, carotid artery stenosis that is followed by the cardiologist. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes with the patient face to face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.